Humboldt County's enforcement of the Measure S cannabis excise tax is about to advance with a series of permit revocations beginning next month. Farmers with back tax debts had until March 31, 2024, to enter into payment plans with the county. Almost a year later, the county is proceeding with the consequences of not doing so, revoking cannabis permits. Planning Director John Ford explained the situation during an update at the February 20th Humboldt County Planning Commission meeting.
We have started a process where people who have not been paying their Measure S taxes and did not enter into an agreement to pay their taxes and owe the department money. These are folks that absolutely did not enter into a payment agreement with the treasurer tax collector. We're starting to take those forward for revocation. 22 of those are going forward on March 11th.
When you say those go forward, those go to the Board of Supervisors?
Board of Supervisors alone have the ability to revoke.
Can they still have time to negotiate a payment plan if they're interested in that, or is that time up?
That time was actually up March 31st of 2024.
Commissioner Thomas Mulder noted that those with tax debts could pay the county $100 to kick off a payment plan, and quote, "that's all it took to stay off this list." Ford said another, ultimately final, Measure S deadline is coming up.
There is another pending deadline that is causing great angst in the cannabis community, which is that the board ask that farmers finish, pay off their balance for their processing, and then enter into the agreement by March 31st of 2024 to pay their balances on their Measure S taxes by March 31st of 2025. That March 31st date is coming up, and so we will be taking an item forward to the board to ask them what they want to do with facts that exist. There's unfortunately a good number that haven't done too much to beyond paying the $100. And so we're going to be looking at options of what the board can do in response.
The county suspended Measure S taxes for the 2025 cultivation year, which follows a 90% reduction of the tax in 2024 and a two-year suspension prior to that. Last November, planning staff told supervisors the total Measure S tax debt to the county stood at about $12 million. In another report, Ford told commissioners almost a year after Humboldt County's short-term rental STR ordinance went into effect, hundreds of units remain unpermitted. He said only 201 applications for permits have been received. Of those, 137 have been approved. When Ford said there are 600 to 700 SDRs operating in the county, commissioners were surprised and asked about potential for enforcement. But Ford said there's a procedural reason for many of the non-applications.
Part of the reason that we don't have more is that a lot of them will be in the coastal zone. And the Coastal Commission has not certified our document yet. So there's that part of it. The economy may have cooled down a little bit too from where it was. And so I think that that's probably part of it. We typically, from a code enforcement perspective, don't do proactive enforcement. Mm-hmm. We typically are complaint-based. Cannabis was an exception. Part of that was because people were completely disregarding the laws, cutting holes in the forest and grading the tops off of hills. And so that needed to stop.
Asked when the coastal version of the STR ordinance will be certified by the state, Ford said he's not expecting it, quote, much before the end of this year. The meeting's consent agenda of routine items included permits for three existing cannabis farms, approved without discussion, were conditional use permits for cultivation areas ranging from 20,000 to 28,500 square feet in size in Alder Point, Salmon Creek, and Willow Creek. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.